Now appearing at an air show near you, Dracula. IATA says the skies will be crowded in 2016. And ALPA says no to a customs pre-clearance center in Abu Dhabi. This is Aero News for Tuesday, December the 11th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Bela Lugosi would be proud. After 9 years of design and construction, passing from father to son, a monstrous new biplane promises to be the star attraction of the 2013 air show circuit. Its name is Dracula. Its pilot is Kyle Franklin. The Franklin Demon 1 biplane, known as Dracula, burst onto the airshow scene at the ICAS convention in Las Vegas this week. Airshow legend Kyle Franklin has completed and tested this radical one-of-a-kind biplane, which generated unprecedented interest among airshow fans, promoters, and sponsors 6 months before anyone had even seen a picture of it. Originally conceived by Kyle's late father, Jimmy, Dracula combines the crowd-pleasing lines of the iconic Wacko mystery ship with modern aerodynamics and systems, resulting in a smaller, lighter, significantly more maneuverable and powerful airplane. The airplane's tapering fuselage, speed ring cowling, and sloped windshield harken back to the racing airplanes of the 1930s. The airbrushed blood in the paint comes straight from the opening scene of a horror movie. The nearly full-span ailerons give Drac a roll rate of over 300 degrees per second, and the two-color smoke system was custom-made for the vampire theme of this act. Franklin says he'll be trailering Drac from show to show, and he's given the aircraft a special nod to airshow safety with the Amanda switch. In a severe impact, it automatically shuts off the supply of fuel and smoke oil to the engine. The debut performance of Dracula will take place at the New Smyrna Beach Balloon and Sky Fest, April 5th and 7th, 2013. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, released an industry traffic forecast showing that airlines expect to welcome some 3.6 billion passengers in 2016. That's about 800 million more than the 2.8 billion passengers carried by airlines in 2011. These figures are revealed in the IATA Airline Industry Forecast 2012 to 2016. This industry consensus outlook for system-wide passenger growth sees passenger numbers expanding by an average of 5.3% per annum between those years. The 28.5% increase in passenger numbers over the forecast period will see almost 500 million new passengers traveling on domestic routes and 331 million new passengers on international services. Through 2016, the United States will continue to be the largest single market for domestic passengers. Not surprisingly, the emerging economies of Asia-Pacific, Latin America, and the Middle East will see the strongest passenger growth. This will be led by routes within or connected to China. Tony Tyler, IATA's Director General and CEO, says this global growth is good because, quote, growing air transport links generate jobs and underpin economic growth in all economies. But exploiting these will require governments to recognize aviation's value with policies that do not stifle innovation, tax regimes that do not punish success, and investments to enable infrastructure to keep up with growth, end quote. The Airline Pilots Association International said Thursday that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service should not open a pre-clearance facility in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates. The union said they opposed the creation of the facility because no U.S. airline operates at Abu Dhabi International Airport, so the center would benefit only foreign carriers. The Department of Homeland Security reportedly has asked Congress for the authority to place additional pre-clearance facilities in several countries that are willing to pay to have them. However, on its blog, The Partisan Pilot, the union said allowing passengers flying to the United States to clear U.S. customs while still in the UAE would provide a competitive advantage to the foreign-flagged airlines at the expense of U.S. carriers. The U.S. operates 15 pre-clearance centers in Canada, the Caribbean, and Ireland. Each of the airports where such a center is found is serviced by at least one U.S. carrier, and the union says the majority of flights operating to and from those airports are flown by U.S. pilots. The FAA recently approved a new version of the Fly This Sim FTS Touch Trainer flight simulator using touchscreen technology for many of the controls in avionics. The new version is approved as a basic aviation training device for Cessna 172, 182, and 206 for six-pack and Garmin G1000 aircraft. This new touch trainer complements the version that the FAA approved in March of 2012 for the Cirrus SR-2022 line of aircraft. In one turnkey package, a touch trainer provides accurate simulation of performance, systems, and avionics, enabling aircraft-specific instrument and procedure training for both students and experienced pilots. According to the company, retractable gear and constant-speed propeller versions are also provided where appropriate. FAA approval means the time flying the touch trainer can be logged toward a private or instrument rating and toward maintaining instrument currency. The Air Force is set to launch its third X-37B orbital test vehicle this afternoon. The secret test spacecraft will be boosted atop a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket from Launch Complex 41 at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. The launch window will be open from 13:03 to 18:03 Eastern Standard Time today, Tuesday afternoon. This will be the second launch for this particular reusable spacecraft and the third mission overall for the X-37B series. The experimental space plane, developed by Boeing, is the newest and most advanced re-entry spacecraft. The prototype measures 29 feet in length and can return to Earth and land like an airplane. The first flight successfully landed at Vandenberg Air Force Base on December 3, 2010, after 224 days in orbit. The second flight, launched March 5, 2011, landed in California on June 16, 2012, after more than a year in space. Still, as we reported earlier, there are scientists who question the need for the X-37B, saying any mission it can accomplish can be accomplished easier and more economically by more traditional spacecraft. When Aero News continues, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas on a helipad in Alabama. Helos in Southern California are not so warmly welcomed. And Navy may have beaten Army, but the Air Force grabbed the brass ring.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, December the 11th. I'm Glenn Moyer. It had all the markings of a well-oiled Christmas machine. Santa Claus arrived by state police helicopter Thursday, the first of 16 aircraft that would arrive on the helipad of the old Children's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama, while young patients at the new Children's Hospital of Alabama nearby watched from their rooms. The arrival was part of an effort led by area law enforcement to deliver some 2,000 toys collected recently for distribution through the hospital's Sugar Plum Toy Shop to patients, according to a report appearing in AL.com, an Alabama online news site. The toys actually had to be brought in by ground vehicles prior to the helicopter parade, but law enforcement helicopters from across the state flew one by one to the helipad and unloaded brightly colored bags. Even if the toys weren't in them, it was still a great show for the kids. In Southern California, helicopters are not so warmly welcomed. Congressman Adam Schiff said in a statement released Wednesday that he would work to revive a bill first introduced by Congressman Howard Berman that would require the FAA to establish helicopter flight corridors that were away from residential areas. Berman did not win re-election in November. Berman, and now Schiff's bill, is the result of a continued round of citizen complaints about constant overflights by helicopters in certain areas around L.A. In a statement, Schiff said, quote, "Residents living throughout Los Angeles are deeply impacted by the intrusive, disruptive, and often non-emergency-related helicopter traffic above their homes and neighborhoods. The canyons and mountains across our region concentrate the low-flying helicopter noise to extremely high levels. The residents in these areas deserve peace and quiet," end quote. The bill calls on the FAA to establish specific flight corridors and minimum altitudes for helicopters operating in residential areas of Los Angeles. It makes exceptions for law enforcement, emergency responders, and military aircraft. And speaking of military airmen, Navy may have beaten Army for the 11th straight year last Saturday, but while those cadets and midshipmen were playing football, a group of Air Force Academy cadets were doing what they do best, fly. Air Force Academy cadets soared to their 8th straight National Sailplane Racing Championship and their 14th in 18 years, the Soaring Society of America has announced. The team earned 6 SSA Collegiate Scholarship Awards and 17 youth distance records across 4 states, the most in Academy history. In another first for the Academy, all 6 cadets on the sailplane racing team earned gold badges through the International Air Sports Federation. To win the championship, cadets flew some of the longest flights in the team's 43-year history, with 4 flights of 320 miles or more. So while only the midshipmen of the U.S. Naval Academy will be playing in any postseason bowl games, here's an idea. Maybe the U.S. Air Force Academy sailplane team could perform a pregame flyover. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.